This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. In the aftermath of the Capitol riot in January, Apple, Google, and Amazon booted the social media app Parler from their platforms, effectively blocking it. They said they were concerned that Parler allowed posts that encouraged the violence. But now, Parler has returned to Apple's App Store. On today's show, our tech reporter Sarah Needleman will explain what changes it made to get relisted and what Parler's path forward looks like. That's after these headlines. AT&T and Discovery reached a deal to combine their media assets into a new publicly traded company. The deal represents a major shift for AT&T, which placed a massive bet on media in 2018 with its $81 billion acquisition of Time Warner. If approved by regulators, the merger could also have an impact on the streaming wars. Both AT&T and Discovery offer services that compete with giants like Netflix and Disney+. Here's our reporter Drew Fitzgerald with more.
Every media executive that you talk to in this business is saying that especially in online streaming, the company with the most content often wins. Warner Media is already pretty big. They don't just have the rights to all the shows that they and movies that they've made over the course of many decades, but they also bought the rights to a lot of popular shows like Friends and South Park. But still, they don't have the scale to compete with a company, arguably, like Netflix and Disney, which is already available in many countries around the world.
The companies declined to detail their long-term plans for Warner Media's HBO Max and Discovery's Discovery Plus. But if they are combined, Warner Media's content library would add to Discovery's library of unscripted and reality content, including 90 Day Fiancé and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Amazon is establishing a program focused on improving the health and wellness of its hourly warehouse workers. The company started testing the program called Working Well 2 years ago and plans to expand it to 1,000 facilities by the end of the year. Workplace data shows that Amazon had a higher worker injury rate in 2019 than most warehousing and storage businesses. And the company said its goal is to cut its injury rate in half by 2025. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become infamous for his habits on Twitter, in particular for his commentary on cryptocurrencies. And our reporter Caitlin Ostroff says some of his recent posts have had a significant direct impact on the Bitcoin market. Here's Caitlin.
So the most notable one was last week where Elon Musk said that Tesla would no longer accept Bitcoin for payments due to environmental concerns because the process in which you harvest new Bitcoin, so to speak, is very energy intensive. And so since then, you've had people, you know, debating how intense the impacts are, but that's also led some people to say if Tesla is no longer going to accept it, maybe this could hurt its longer term usage. Maybe it will be slower for more companies to accept it as payment. And so you saw Bitcoin fall, you know, well over 7-8% after that. You had similar falls on early Monday and Sunday when people were speculating that maybe Tesla might start selling again based off of one of his tweets. And so it's that concern that Tesla and Elon Musk have lent to a lot of the rally that we've seen, that larger adoption. And if that starts to wane, maybe Bitcoin's future forward is a bit more challenged.
All right, coming up after the break, the lightly moderated social media platform Parler is back in Apple's App Store. We'll have more on that next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
App after several major tech companies effectively blocked the social media app Parler earlier this year, it's now back in Apple's App Store, and users are once again able to use their iPhones to log in. For more on this, I'm joined by our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Okay, so it's been a while since we've talked about Parler. Can you remind us what this platform is and why all these various tech platforms blocked it?
Sure. Parler is a social media service that bills itself as an unbiased free speech alternative to the more mainstream platforms like Facebook and Twitter. It has a lot looser policies on content moderation, and it's attracted many high-profile conservative media personalities such as Fox News host Sean Hannity, supporters of former President Trump, and even people who've been banned by other large social networks like the far-right talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And the reason Parler was taken down by the App Store and Google Play and why Amazon stopped providing cloud hosting services to it is because of the kind of content that appeared on Parler, especially in the days leading up to the Capitol Hill riots. There were a lot of calls for violence and rhetoric that just didn't fly with those companies' rules.
Okay, so where has Parler been since then? What's been going on kind of behind the scenes?
Sure. For a while, Parler basically went dark. You couldn't get to it on the internet in terms of like a website, and you couldn't get to its apps. In February, it resumed operations on websites and also on Android devices. The company has a new web hosting service, so it's not using Amazon anymore. It said that it's not planning to make an effort to get onto Google Play, being that you can access the app through Android versions of the platform anyway. Google does power the Android operating system, but that is distinct from Google Play. And so that's when it resumed. And at that point, they said they had about 20 million users, up from 15 million prior to when it went dark. And then since then, Parler has been trying to regain access into Apple's App Store, and that has happened now.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, Apple had actually said that it wouldn't let Parler return until it made a number of changes. Did it do that? What is Parler's platform going to look like now?
Well, Parler said that to satisfy Apple's rules, it will exclude certain content on its iOS app that could be otherwise viewed on its website or Android versions of the platform. And it said that it also added process algorithms that automatically detect violent content or incitements to violence.
Okay, so it sounds like specific rules for specific platforms. And can you talk a little bit more about those algorithms that you mentioned and how they compare to how other social media platforms go about moderating content?
Sure. It's very common for social media companies to rely on technology in addition to human reviewers to moderate the content on their platforms. You know, they'll look at whether a user is new to the platform, his or her profile information, and their past behavior. But these algorithms are not foolproof. Problematic content can sometimes get mixed into a flood of acceptable content without any detection. So people try to create a lot of noise intentionally to sneak that bad content in there without, you know, with the goal of not getting detected by the algorithms. And sometimes they're successful.
Okay, so turning to the future here of this platform, Parler has also named a new CEO. What do we know about him and where he's going to take Parler moving forward?
Sure. Parler's new CEO is a prominent UK conservative. His name is George Farmer. And his name may ring a bell because he's married to Candace Owens, who is a conservative author and commentator known for being a loyal supporter of former President Trump. And in 2019, Mr. Farmer was an active financial supporter and candidate for the UK's Brexit Party, according to Parler. So he has a long background in the conservative space and also previously worked for about a decade in the financial services industry.
And what does that tell us about what Parler's priorities maybe are going forward?
Well, it certainly speaks to Parler's mostly conservative user base. And we also know that right now that former President Trump is looking for a new home to reach his followers online. And there's been some questions over the past several months as to whether or not he might gravitate toward Parler, being that it's so popular among conservatives. That's not clear. The Wall Street Journal's reported that he is looking at possible venues such as Clout Hub, which is a fledgling social media network that's also popular with conservatives, and another one called Free Space, that's a Facebook alternative. And it's possible other contenders will still emerge. So it's hard to say, but certainly whichever platform Mr. Trump ends up using, whether he creates one of his own or joins an existing one, whether it be Parler or CloudHub or another one, certainly you can imagine that whatever that platform is, we'll see a big bump in users.
All right. That's our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thank you, Sarah.
Happy to help out.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.